Isaiah chapter 9. He said, "Preacher, I've got a good memory, and that's where we were last Sunday." Good. And we're going to be there this Sunday, too, all right? Just if you'll open your Bible there. Do have other folks. We have other people on our prayer list that don't forget to pray for them, all right? Don't forget to pray for them. We've got two ladies that are dealing with cancer and taking treatments, battling, and hoping to hear the doctor say in the not-too-distant future, "Hey, we've checked you out and you're cancer-free." Pray about that. Pray that that will happen. Would you do that? I know I would appreciate it, and I believe they would too. All right, Isaiah chapter 9. Yes, I know it's Mother's Day. And knowing that it's Mother's Day, I did want to speak on something that could apply to mothers and would be a help to them. But at the same time, I still wanted to continue the series, been preaching to you on the Lord Jesus Christ and the names of Jesus Christ. And while I was thinking about it, I thought, well, hey, the Prince of Peace. Because I don't believe there's anything that people want, and that includes moms, more than peace. We want peace. I mean, we'd love to have peace in the world, right? We would love it. It'd be good to have that. You want peace in your home. You want peace in your family. I know families, boy, it's war. It's just war. There are homes that are that way. But you want peace in your heart, too. And so I want to preach to you this morning. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, the Bible says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." I've preached to you on Wonderful, the Counselor, and the Mighty God. This morning I want to preach to you on the Prince of Peace. I'll be honest, I believe the only hope in this world, the only hope you and I have for peace, is to be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? A lot of people think, well, if I had more money, maybe I would have peace. It doesn't bring peace. Some people think, well, if I just had, perfect health and I had no health issues, then I would have peace. I don't think that would give you that peace that you're looking for, all right? I believe it's only to be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Any other peace is temporary. Temporary. I don't know about you, but I want it to be permanent, all right? Temporary peace is what we find in the world. It's out there, and you can have moments of it and times of it. But with the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe you can have lasting peace, a peace, as the Bible says, that passeth all understanding. Now think with me about it. When we talk about peace, all right, we think about peace in nature. And I'm not going to spend a long time here, but the Lord Jesus Christ is a Prince of Peace, can bring peace even in nature. I remind you, the scriptures tell us about that night they were on the Sea of Galilee. The disciples were there in the boat, and man's storm came up, and it got very bad, and they were afraid for their own life, and the Lord was there asleep in the ship, and they woke him up, and it was, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" And the Bible said he got up, he rebuked the wind and the sea, and those disciples there in Matthew 8:27 said, "Even the winds and the sea obey him." Hey, even nature is there. His command over nature absolutely astounded the disciples. It caused them to marvel at what had happened. Why? Well, they'd never seen anything like it, all right? They'd never seen anything like him because there'd never been anyone like him. But you know, his command over nature and his ability to bring peace in nature goes even further than that. If you take your Bible, you're in Isaiah there, chapter 6, flip a few chapters further along to chapter 11, would you? Isaiah chapter 11, in a prophetic look towards the future, Isaiah talks about the coming kingdom of God. And there in verse 6, he says, "In that time the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. The Lord has promised in the future, in the natural world, there's going to be absolute peace. You read there, and the Bible says that the young lion and the fatling, you know, they'll lay down together, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. Hey, the leopard can lie down with the kid today. The only trouble is the kid doesn't get up, all right? It doesn't happen because there's not that peace in the world. But the Bible said there's coming a time during the millennial kingdom when the Lord Jesus Christ is going to reign from Jerusalem. And there will be absolute peace in the animal kingdom. You'll not have to worry. You'd not have to worry about your child being bit by a rattlesnake. I was on the internet the other day and looking, and they had this picture of a field of bluebonnets. And all of a sudden, out of that field of bluebonnets, this rattlesnake rears its head. And as the warning comes on, you know, if you have your children, take them out to get pictures in bluebonnets, make sure you look out for snakes. You won't have to do that then. There will be peace, even in the world of nature. There will be peace. You won't have to worry about that. We hear about thunderstorms coming up. I've got some kin folks that live in Oklahoma, and they've had tornadoes come pretty close, and one of them is paranoid, I think. Constantly, if anything comes up, they're on their phone checking out, well, looks like it's going to miss us, you know. I don't know how y'all feel about it, okay? I've never been in a tornado, been through the edge of a hurricane or two when we lived in Florida. But when they give tornado warnings, I do what every self-respecting Texan is supposed to do. When the siren goes off, I open the door and go look outside. You know, isn't that what we're supposed to do, you know? They say, you know, seek shelter, and I go open the door. Hey, well, I think we're okay, you know. I don't know why I'm built there. I don't worry about it. And, at night, if they tell me there could be storms in the night, you say, what do? I go to sleep. Amen. I go to sleep. If it comes, I'd rather be taken asleep, okay? Just go ahead, Lord, swoop down, boom, take me out. That's all right. I don't mind, you know. But I'm not going to spend my life worrying about it, okay? But the day's coming. There'll be no worry about anything like that. Because absolute peace in the natural world. Then there will be peace. The Prince of Peace will bring peace in what I call the political realm. Boy, today we do not have peace. And we've got the well-known war going on in Ukraine. You can hear about that on the radio and the television every day. But that's not the only place there's fighting. That's not the only place that's going on. It's going on in other places, all right? And it is just constant. It's just constant. If it's not in Ukraine, it's somewhere else. If it's not there, we think about North Korea, and boy, they're, you know, testing missiles, and what are they going to do? They got a crazy guy at the head, you know, and no telling what he might do. And people worry about those things. Hey, but there's peace with the Prince of Peace. In the book of Micah, the Old Testament minor prophet Micah, in chapter 4, we find these words. The Bible says in Micah 4, verse 1, but in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow in unto it. And many nations shall come and say, come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths, for the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And he shall judge among many people, and rebuke strong nations afar off, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up a sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more, but they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken it. Hey, the Bible tells us there's a time of world peace coming. their time of world peace coming. When the Lord Jesus Christ comes back to this earth, there will be a time of universal peace such as not been known since the day of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Hey, there was peace there. The Bible said they'll neither shall they learn war anymore. Anymore. What a time that'll be. Now, today men cry for peace, but they have no way of bringing it about. No way to bring it about. The Prince of Peace, when he comes, will have the power to bring peace, not only that, to enforce it, all right? To enforce it, to see there'll not be any war, there'll not be anybody. And the Bible said there'll be nothing to hurt or destroy. What a blessing. What a blessing. Peace in the natural world, peace in the political realm. But let's face it, really, we want that. But the thing people are most interested in is personal peace. Personal peace. We want peace in our own life. We want peace in our own heart. We'd like to have that. You say, preacher, how in the world can you have that? Well, it comes through the Prince of Peace. You said, is it possible today? I believe it is. Believe it is. You say, why? Well, because of what the Bible says. If you'll turn in your Bible with me to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. The Bible says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We can have peace with God. Now, it comes through our Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, he's the Prince of Peace, all right? He's the Prince of Peace. Then the Bible says, being justified by faith. That justification brings peace with God. Hey, listen, folks, when you were born, when I was born, when every human being is born, we're born at enmity with God because we're born sinners. We're born sinners. Nobody had to teach you how to sin. Nobody had to do that. Nobody had to draw. You didn't get in trouble one day because you went into Walmart and you took something, you know. Maybe as a kid, you didn't pick up one of them big boxes of M&Ms, you know, and you carried it along in your hand and just walk out the store with it. Somebody would have said, hey, wait a minute, you paid for that? Nobody had to teach you if you're going to steal it, you got to conceal it, right? You have to conceal it. If you're going to steal something, you have to hide. Nobody had to teach you that. Why? Because you were born a sinner. Nobody had to teach you how to tell a lie. Nobody had to teach you that. You never had trouble growing up as a kid because you always told the truth. Never. You never had to have a cousin or older brother. Older brothers are good for this. You never had to have a cousin, older brother, older sister pull you aside and say, now listen, you got to quit telling the truth all the time. It's causing you problems. You got to learn how to lie. And you looked at him and said, what's a lie? You never had to do that because you knew how to lie. It came natural. Why? Well, you were born a sinner. We were born sinners. Hey, we were born at enmity with God. But we can have peace with God by being justified through his son. If we'll just take his son as our savior, we'll call upon him and ask him to save our soul, we can have peace with God. A wonderful thing to have peace with him, not have to worry about it. Well, wait a minute. There's another peace available too. Turn over, if you will, in your Bible to Philippians chapter 4. It's not just peace with God, but Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 says this, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. But wait a minute. Notice the next verse. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Hey, the peace, not only can you have peace with God, but the peace of God is available. Is available. You said, how do you do it? Learn to pray. Learn to take your burdens. Learn to take your cares. Learn to take your problems to the Lord in prayer. Learn to just bring them to him and lay it at his feet and ask him for help. And the Bible said the peace of God's available. Amen. It's available. Even in the midst of stress and trouble and trial, learn to bring it to him. Learn to bring it to Him. And cast those things before Him. Let Him handle it. Hey, look, we can't fix everything. I don't care how gifted you are, you can't fix everything. There are some things in this life you can't solve. Oftentimes we butt heads with somebody else. We get and we rub each other the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? We have contention. We have strife. We get that going. And before long, you know, there's words said. And maybe we've said things we wish we hadn't have said them, but they're already out. You can't reel them back in. You say, how do we fix that? Well, sometimes you can't fix it. But boy, that's the kind of thing you can bring to God, and it's amazing what God can fix if we'll let Him do it. Bring it to Him. We can have the peace of God. Hey, there's another thing that brings peace. The Bible talks about it in Psalm, the 119th Psalm, the longest psalm, the longest chapter in the Bible. The 119th Psalm, way down in verse 165, we find these words. The Bible says, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Great peace have they which love thy law. Oh, mercy. Oh, if we'd just learn to love the word of God and the law of God, we'd learn to love that. The Bible said nothing shall offend them. Are you one of those people that's easily offended? You know, you know folks like that, right? And every time you're around them, you feel what the word we say when I feel like I'm walking on eggshells, right? I don't want to offend them. I'm afraid I'm going to say something. I'm afraid I'm going to do something, and they'll get offended, and I don't want to offend them. Well, the Bible said, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. What? If you love the law of God, love that. Hey, by the way, if you love it, it's not a matter of you just carrying the Bible around with you all the time saying, I love this. No, no. It's a matter of you taking this, get it in here, and live it out here. If you really love it, that's what you'll do. That's what you'll do. There's some things I truly, truly enjoy. I really enjoy those things. I'll be involved in them. Now, I talk about liking to fish, and I do like to fish, but I hadn't fished in a couple of years. Now, if I really loved fishing, I'd fish. And I enjoy it. But there's things I do love, and I engage in them. I see to it. I love to eat. And I like to do it on a regular basis. Man, it's good, you know. Enjoy that kind of thing. Even on the diet, when I was on that diet and losing weight, I still enjoyed eating, all right? It was just restricted what I could enjoy, okay? But I still enjoyed eating. Hey, listen, and what you truly love, it will take it in and it'll become a part of us, okay? If you love the law of God, it'll make a difference in you. One thing it'll do, it'll give you peace. Give you peace in this old world. Now, how do we go about doing that? Maybe you say, preacher, I'm saved. I'm here this morning. I've trusted Christ as my Savior. I know if I was to die, I'd go to heaven. But just to be real honest with you, I don't really have that peace. I don't have peace in my home. There's not peace in my family. It's not there. Just being honest, okay? You say, what do we do? Well, I believe there's an answer. I'm going to give you, illustrate it from the Scripture, okay? Remember what we said about in the realm of nature? In the realm of nature, do you doubt God's ability to stop the storm and cause the winds and the waves to cease? If you believe the Bible, you don't doubt that. You don't doubt it, but wait a minute. You still don't go around trying to pet a rattlesnake, do you? You know, I watch those people that are supposed to be snake charmers, everything, and they're out there. I'm going, you're an idiot. Here you are, people, you know, that they're dealing with a boa constrictor, not a boa constrictor, a cobra. That old cobra's raised up, his hood spread out, you know, and they're in there and they're dancing around in front of them. I'm going, you're crazy. You're just crazy. And if you get bit, don't look at me for sympathy, all right? I mean, don't do it. We had some kids. They're not here today, so I won't embarrass them, all right? We had some kids at school this last week. And I don't know about, you notice how when it rains, the ants build a mound up real quick, shows up in your yard, and you haven't had any ants, you thought. But it rains, boom, there's three ant piles out there. Well, down at school, there were several of them out there, and I noticed it was these two girls are out there with a baseball bat, and they're stirring up the ant bed. You go, man, I told them, put the bat down, use your finger. He said, preacher, did you do that? Yes. I think you have to learn the hard way sometime. Now they said, I'm not doing that. Okay. But this is the truth. One of those girls comes into class just a little bit later, and she's rubbing her arm like this, and it's red. She said, an ant stung me, and I'm allergic to them. Of course, me being a heart of concern, I said, serves you right. You were out there stirring them up. What did you think would happen, all right? What did you think would happen? Hey, but wait a minute. Wait a minute. Remember what I said, the day's coming? The day's coming when you won't have to worry about snakes. The Bible said the child should be able to play on the hole of the asp. The lion and the lamb lay down together. A little child should lead them. You won't have to worry about that. You won't have to worry about a child getting dog bit. You won't have to worry about any of that. Why? Why? What's the difference going to be? The Prince of Peace is going to be in charge. He's going to be on the throne. Okay? We talk about world peace. There'll never be political peace until the Prince of Peace returns. He's going to establish his throne in Jerusalem. He's going to, the Bible tells us, don't have time to turn all the passages, but man, there's multitudes of them. He's going to sit on the throne of David in Jerusalem, and for 1,000 years, there's going to be peace on this earth, unlike's ever been seen. If necessary, the Bible said he can rule with a rod of iron, but the Prince of Peace, that's when we'll beat the swords into plowshares, all right? That's when that day will come. You won't have to worry about it, okay? You won't have to worry about it. If you're like me, I'm a believer in self-defense. I think we ought to take care of things. We live in a wicked day. We live in a day of unparalleled, wickedness, and it's a good thing to be able to protect yourself. I've been to some of the homes of some of you people, and I was almost afraid to knock on your door because of the signs that are out front, all right, about the man behind the deal is armed and ready. And I go, okay, and I knocked and I lay down on the floor and hope they don't shoot, all right? But, hey, I'm not against that. I'm not against you being armed. I'm not at all. But the day's going to come. You're not going to worry about that. Why? The Prince of Peace is going to be on the throne. Going to be on the throne. Now, hear me. Let me put it where you live. You said, preacher, I don't have that kind of peace. I don't have peace in my life. I don't have peace in the home. I don't have peace in the family. There's not peace in my heart. I'm worried. I'm upset. And I don't understand all these things. Here's why. Here's why. The Prince of Peace is not on the throne in your life. You're on the throne. You're on the throne. And as long as you're on the throne, you're not going to have that peace. Because you're a human. We just can't do it. We're vindictive people. I've got a little statuette back here in my old office in the church, and it was given to me by a person that witnessed this. And it's a little statue, and the little saying on it says, I don't get mad, I just get even. Now, is that not the philosophy of a lot of people in the world today? Hey, we're vindictive. We're vindictive. Somebody cuts you off in traffic. And what do you do? Cut them off. And that obviously makes you feel better, right? I've often been in traffic. It's kind of heavy traffic. And somebody comes, And here we are, and the road's narrowing, and that lane's ending, and I'm over here, and here's this person. I said, I hope you feel better. You got around one more car. One more car. But we're like that as people. Hey, as long as you're on the throne in your own life and your own heart, as long as you're the one, you're going to have trouble having peace. But if you'll submit yourself to God, you'll submit yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ and allow Him to rule and allow Him to reign, I'll tell you something, you can have some peace in your place. If you'll allow Him to reign in your home, you'll have peace in your home. You can have peace in your home. If you'd allow Him to be on the throne. You said, preacher, how in the world can I do that? Well, you know, when things go wrong at home, somebody gets you upset. Instead of you going, well, I just like... Well, instead of you doing that, chill out. And think about, is that going to please the Lord if I do that? Hey, we do things, we get mad, people get mad, you begin to curse. It doesn't change anything. Matter of fact, it usually makes things worse. If we'd learned to let the Lord be in control of our life, you'd be amazed at how much peace you could have. You'd be amazed at how much peace you could have. You said, preacher, you never argue with your wife? No, she does all the talking. No, I was kidding. You said, never get upset? Of course we do. Of course we do. We're just human as you are. I can get just as mad as anybody. Sometimes I can get madder than some people. Well, wait a minute. Doesn't do any good for me to lash out. Doesn't do any good for you to do that. Not going to make things better. Boy, if we'd spend a little time maybe just praying before we opened our mouth, it might make a huge difference for you, okay? Just let the Lord... Give your obedience to Him. Give your obedience to Him. Say, Lord, I'm going to do what You want me to do. I'm going to give my obedience to You. If you do that in your home, hey, you husbands and wives, y'all both decide to do that, you'd be surprised how things would go. It'd make you a better parent. Make you a lot better parent. You wouldn't just react when your children do something. You wouldn't just get mad. Hey, you wouldn't get so mad at each other. Learn to let Him have control. Learn to live in obedience to Him, all right? Hey, you've tried it your way, and things aren't really going all that great. There's not peace in your home. Man, it's open warfare, all right? Boy, I tell you, the great thing about home to me is it's a place I can go and get away from everything else. I can drive in the garage, smash that deal, the garage door comes down, and the world's out there. And I'm not going to bring them in. Not going to bring that in. Not going to allow that to mess everything up in my home. Hey, there's times I get aggravated. There's times I have to come and cool off. Sometimes my wife encouraged me, said, just calm down. And I need that. That's good. I need that. Hey, there can be peace in your home. There can be peace in your life. There can be peace in your heart if you want it. But it'll never happen as long as you're in control. But if you'd let the peace, the Prince of Peace, have control, make all the difference. It'd make all the difference. Hey, I ask you this. Have you trusted Him as your Savior? Can you go back to that time in your life and you can put the finger on the day in your life where you got saved? You say, I know where I was. I remember. I don't remember the date I got saved. I don't remember. It was a Sunday night. That's what I know. But I can tell you where I was. I can tell you what happened. Tell you that night I got saved. Hey, you ought to be able to put your finger on that day in your life and say, that's the day I got saved. That's the day I got saved. Well, wait a minute. He's the Prince of Peace, but are you letting Him reign in your life? Are you letting Him have control? Hey, or is it you still trying to run the show? I'm going to do things my way. Yeah, it's working good, ain't it? Working good, huh? Let Him have control. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the Prince of Peace. On this Mother's Day, I believe every mother would like to have peace in their home. Wouldn't you like to have peace in your home where there's not yelling and screaming and carrying on? Hey, you can set the tone for it. You can set the tone. Our problem is normally we blame somebody else. It was your fault. Because God knows I'm perfect. No, you're not perfect, okay? I'm not perfect. We'd get focused. You say, where's the problem? Well, go into your bedroom or your bathroom and get in front of the mirror and raise your hand and point your finger. There's the problem. It's you. It's you. You let God have control of you. Let Him have complete control of you. You'd be surprised how things could change. You'd be surprised. Yeah, but wait a minute. How about you getting you right? You see, I cannot fix my son, but I can fix me. I cannot fix my wife, but I can fix me. You know what I've found out in life? If I can get me right, it's amazing how much different my son would act. It's amazing how much happier I am with my wife. If I can just get me fixed. Just get me fixed. He's the Prince of Peace. You'll never have that peace until you let Him be on the throne in your life. Would you do it? Would you do it today? Would you stand, please, with every head bowed and every eye closed? Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to You this morning and we like to point the finger and blame other people. We like to say it's somebody else's fault. But Lord, the truth of the matter is the biggest problem we've got's with us. And Lord, we could have more peace if we'd let You have us. And we'd give You our heart and our life. And Lord, I pray that You just would help us to see our need. Lord, do not look around today, but look at ourselves. See where each one of us stand with You. Lord, if there's just one today that needs to be born again, would You help them to come today? Walk down the aisle and say, "Preacher, I need to trust Christ as my Savior." Would You help them to do that? Lord, help the Christian that's here to realize the problem is me. And if I just give You complete control of me, it will make a big difference. I can have peace, and Lord, I can have peace in the midst of the storm if I give You control in my life. Lord, now would You move in our midst, speak to every heart. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We sing this morning, page 17, "Have Thine Own Way."